Hi, listeners. From here on out, leading up to our grand 200th episode, we're going to be playing special Cliff and Kendall classic episodes from our old server that are no longer available. They're some of our favorites, and we want to make sure that we share them with you as well. Our first episode we'll be playing is Cliff and Kendall on a Plane. Now, this episode was episode 64, and in this episode, we sat next to a crusty nun on our plane trip. We did some bad jokes, had a little three-star theater, and a sassy media minute. Be sure to check back every week for a new Cliff and Kendall classic episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned off the seatbelt sign and you are free to move around the cabin. I'd like to remind you though, for your safety, please keep your seatbelt fastened whenever you do remain in your seat. If you'd like to read about important health and travel information, you'll find an article in the rear section of your in-flight magazine. This may help to make your flight more comfortable. During our flight to Adelaide, we'll be serving you dinner. I'm pleased to announce is the main cabin on all City Flyer weekday services. We will be offering you complimentary beer and wine. Responsible service of alcohol limits will apply. And we ask that you ask your crew member at the time your tray is offered to you.
We are sorry to report your in-flight movie has been cancelled and replaced by a podcast. Please settle in and listen up for Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. Again, my name is Ryan, and don't hesitate to push the call button if you need further service. Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. Oh, shut the fuck up. Now,
some people say that this goddamn motherfucking Mardi Gras,
A kitten just died somewhere, Cliff. A kitten just died.
Oh, poor kitten. Kendall, if you would shut up and not talk about pussy for 2 seconds, I could get these Mardi Gras facts out to our listeners.
Okay,
let's rejoin our regularly scheduled podcast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear. Each week, bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hey there, Cliff.
Hey, we're on a plane.
Oh my God, I am too fat for this seat. Let me just tell you.
I wondered why it took us so long to take off while we were the key.
they had to throw some luggage overboard. You know, I wondered why it cost so much, and I just realized because I had to buy two seats because I am too fat.
You had to buy two seats, and instead of weighing my carry-on luggage, they weighed the big fat pockets that I have that bulge out over my pants.
Sir, please lay your belly on the scale so we can weigh.
$30.
Oh, man. Well, are you scared of flying, Cliff? Because I get a little nervous when I fly.
Do you get nervous? Are you one of those people who you white-knuckled and you grip the seats and stuff?
Well, only when we have turbulence. And I have flown back and forth from Phoenix to to L.A. so many times lately.
Yeah.
And it has been turbulent every single time. And so I've gotten to the point where I just don't look forward to flying. It scares the hell out of me now. And I never was like that. Susan was usually one that was scared.
I know that she had a psychiatric condition where she had to have her dog on the plane.
she did. Ding.
But
I don't have my dinger on the plane. They wouldn't let me check it because it was...
They thought it was a weapon.
They thought it was a weapon. Can you believe that? This is the first podcast I haven't had my damn dinger with me.
Well, it's a good thing you won't need to ding anything because I've given up belching for Lent.
Oh, you have? And I've given up sweets, and I've been doing good, Cliff.
I meant to give up pornography, but that just didn't work out.
That lasted about 10 minutes.
That was, 6 a.m. March 1st, and then... 7:30 a.m. I had to have something to do.
Oh, so. Ma'am, can I have some peanuts, please? Thank
you. Quit asking people for penis.
I had to have some peanuts. I love these peanuts. These are like Cliff and Kendall in the kitchen.
Cliff and Kendall in the kitchen.
Sorry.
Weren't we talking about something?
About being on a plane.
Oh, on a plane. No, I'm not afraid of being on a plane. I figure it would be a horrible death. If my plane exploded and I saw our buddy die in a fireball and my face melted off, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be real bad and awful. And I wouldn't want it to happen. But, I don't know, something about it, I'm always more irritated by it than I am terrified.
Yeah, it is. Well, especially when you're fat, it is irritating.
Because I like flying. I don't mind flying. I listen to wonderful podcasts.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Well, I used to read a book, but I've gotten a lot more irritable. So irritable about everything. It's hard for me now to read a book when people are talking around me. Like right now, we're talking really loud, and I bet people in front of us are trying to read books. And,
well, luckily, and we're just about to take off, so nobody's really.
I know. So we've only started taxiing away from the.
Well, airport. You know what? I think we have to turn our electronics off until we get up to 10,000 feet. So let's. Why don't we take a little commercial break? I know it's soon in the show, but let's take a commercial break, and we'll come back when we get up to 10,000 feet.
Well, we totally can, but I know they. You brought that big meal with you. You're going to have to take it off your tray table and put your tray table up.
Oh, I know. Okay. I'll do that.
Okay.
The following is a public service announcement from Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Hey, listeners. Don't forget to set your clocks 1 hour forward this weekend. Spring forward, y'all. Don't be stupid and not.
Now, welcome back to the show.
Okay, we just reached 10,000 feet, Cliff. It's pretty out the window, though. That's one thing about flying. The clouds are so beautiful up here.
They are beautiful. And speaking of clouds, do you know anybody who is in the Mile High Club?
No.
Do you not?
I don't.
I do, but I can't tell you who. During next commercial break, I have to tell you.
You really do know somebody?
I really do. Well, unless they made it up, I do. I don't know why they would lie.
Well, now, to be honest, like, I envy people that are in the Mile High Club. Because, first of all, I wish that I had the guts to do that kind of stuff. I don't.
I thought you were going to say you wish that you were able to fit somebody else in the bathroom with you.
Well, I'm not through with the story yet. The first part was that I wish I had the audacity to do that. And I was going to say, the only time I've ever been in a plane that was big enough to accept 1.5 people was when I flew on my honeymoon. And we were in like the 777 or whatever it was. And I just thought, you know, this is extra large. And if I could fit anybody in here, I couldn't maneuver anything to do anything, you know.
Right. Well, you know, I think if I did anything on a plane out of the ordinary, nobody saw that movie Rendition with Jake Gyllenhaal and Reese Witherspoon and Meryl Streep. But Kendall, in George Bush's America, which thankfully we're no longer in, but I'm sure some traces of it still linger, they just take you and put you wherever they want until they can waterboard you into submission. And so I'm afraid that that's what they would do to me if they saw me, like, picking my nose wrong. Or something.
Oh, ma'am, do you have a drink? I'm really thirsty.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm podcasting. I can't. I need something for my throat. Thank you very much. The service is so slow around here.
The service, you know, you just can't find good help anymore. Now, I was going to tell you, I don't really have any big airplane stories, even though we're on a plane.
This is our big story.
Our big story is me being on a plane right now. But it was really weird the last time when I... Hold on.
Oh, Cliff.
I shielded away. That totally counted. I didn't just, like, let it go. That counted.
Oh, God.
I get one relapse. I'm really sorry, by the way. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. This woman just threw up.
She's burped on her face.
I can't believe I made that nun throw up. But anyway, well, the last time I went to New York, I flew in on a really tiny, one of those paper airplane size planes.
And it was the turbulence. Hold on.
It was the.
Okay, sorry.
Are we all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was the day before that plane went down in the Hudson River. And that was like the exact same size plane as the one that I was on.
Yeah.
And so that was a little bit frightening.
Well, you know, the last time I flew was Friday the 13th. And I was on the phone with my sister, like, just before I left. She said, oh, you're flying today? And I said, yeah, no, let's not talk about it. It's Friday the 13th. And she said, well, you heard about the plane that went down 2 days ago, didn't you? I said, no, but thanks for telling me right before I got on the plane.
Well, but I think that's good news, though, because the chances of two big airplane crashes happening right in a row are pretty low.
But now, when was the first time you ever flew, Cliff?
I think it was after fourth grade. I flew to the big Onion, New Jersey.
The Big Apple. Well, you know, I only flew for the first time like 5 years ago.
I remember you telling me about that when y'all went to LA, right?
Yeah, we went to LA to visit Jake and Leslie, and I was terrified because I knew we were going down. You know, I knew the first flight I ever got on would be the one that would crash. And the woman next to me, I had my hands like clenched to the seat with literally white knuckles. And the woman next to me said, "Honey, is it your first time?" And I said, "Yes, it is." And she was like, she was so nice. Of course, she was from the South. And she like, she put her arm on my shoulder and she said, "It's okay. That's normal. Everything's fine." She was so nice.
Well, how sweet.
I don't know. But, I hate turbulence. Why don't we do some bad jokes to get my mind off all this turbulence?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Hey, Cliff.
Sorry. That nun has been through enough.
Hey, Cliff.
Without you screaming bad jokes. Hey.
It's time for some bad jokes. 10,000 feet up.
On a plane.
Are they on a plane? Snakes on a plane.
Bad jokes on a plane.
Okay, you want to start?
Sure. Well, first thing, remember at Christmas I had some real funny Christmas things. There was a big list.
Mm-hmm. I got list too.
Let's see if we have the same one. Now, these are some things you don't want to hear on a plane, Kendall.
Oh, you got plane jokes. I wish I did.
Uh-huh. All right. These are some things you don't want to hear on a plane.
This is your captain speaking, and I don't feel that life is worth living anymore.
Oh,
what would you do if our captain got on the megaphone right now and said that, Kendall?
I think I might raid the cockpit.
You would raid that cockpit. Me too.
Hold the bread.
Hold the mayo. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
And more things you don't want to hear on a plane.
We're cruising at an altitude of, I don't know.
That's it. Somebody we were come up here.
Right.
Could somebody come up here and tell me what this button does? Would a flight attendant bring me a martini and keep them coming?
That's what I would need.
This is a long list. I'm going to cut a half of that.
Passengers on the left side of the plane, does that engine sound funny to you? Welcome aboard Flight 109, you big bunch of jerks.
That's more of just being mean than it is scary.
Welcome, you big bunch of bags.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. He's crude.
I'm the crude, and he's the prude. Let me refer you to episode 32 of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
When we swap places. Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, here's my list. Now, this is how to say I love you, Cliff, in 20 different languages, okay? And I'll make them fast. English, I love you. Spanish, te amo. French, je t'aime. German, ich liebe dich. Japanese, I shit amasu. Italian.
How many more of these are there?
Well, that's the big list is coming. Alaska, Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, West Virginia, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Kentucky. It's nice tits.
Nice tits?
Yeah, nice tits. As in boobies, breasts, chest muscles.
Kajungas?
The babies, yeah.
Alan used to call them kajungas.
Kajungas. Ma'am, I'm so sorry. We keep talking about breasts.
Now, that nun was upset by all that kajunga talk.
I think she switched seats.
Okay, tell her to put to hold her wimple over her ears
take
for this
that,
next one.
Nun.
All right, listen to this, Sister Betrayal. What is the difference between acne and a Catholic priest?
Oh, I don't know.
Acne comes on a boy's face after he turns 12.
Oh, my God. We are going to get struck by lightning and crash. That's what's going to happen.
Sorry, sister.
Okay, let's see. A teacher in a New York City wanted to know how many animals the city kids in her fourth grade class could identify, Cliff. So she drew a picture of a cow on the blackboard and said, "Who can tell me what this is?" And the little girl raised her hand and she said, "Yes, teacher." Then, that's a cow. And she said, "Very good, Janie." Then she drew a picture of a pig, and a little boy answered correctly. She drew several other barnyard animals and was unable to stump the class, and so finally she decided to try something a little more difficult. She drew a big stag with a large spread of antlers, and the kids just stared at it, but nobody offered an answer. She said, "I'll give you a hint. What does your mommy call your daddy when she's trying to be lovey-dovey?" And instantly, little Johnny, we've heard from him before, he raised his hand and said, "I know, teacher, it's a big horny bastard."
Oh.
Stupid little Johnny. He is just so perverse.
Now, speaking of little Johnny.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Little Johnny was taking a shower with his grandmother one day.
Uh-huh.
And to quote you, or, you know, to sort of quote you, I don't know why she was doing that. She was crazy. He casually asked her, "Grandma, what's that?" And she quickly replied, "Well, that's my beaver." And little Johnny didn't say another word. 2 days later, he was taking a shower with his mother, and I don't know why, she was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Little Johnny said, "Mommy, what's that?" And she replied, "Well, Johnny, that's my beaver." And little Johnny thought for a minute and said, "Well, Grandma's beaver must be dying. Its tongue is hanging out."
Oh.
I don't even understand that.
Okay, well, I'll explain that one to you later.
I need you to draw me a diagram.
I'll do
and
that.
And speaking of little Johnny, what was that teacher, what was the correct response when a teacher drew that big stag on the
What was the
board?
What?
The correct response.
A stag.
Oh, really?
Yeah, why not?
Does Susan come to you and say, "Hey, you big stag"?
Well, that's, you know, these teachers are older. They call their husbands different things when they want to do the lovey-dovey thing. Okay. Sister, you might want to close your ears again. This is my last one. One day a priest was playing baseball, right?
Okay.
And a nun was cheerleading near first base. Now, the priest was up to bat, and the pitcher threw the ball. God.
Okay.
The priest swung, missed, and said, "Damn it, I missed." "Don't you say that, Mister of God. We'll strike you with a big bolt of lightning," the nun said. And so again, the pitcher threw the ball, and the priest swung, missed, and said, "Damn it, I missed." And the nun said, "If you say that one more time, Mr. God will strike you with a bolt of lightning." And so once again, the pitcher threw the ball. The priest swung, missed, and said, "Damn it, I missed." And a bolt of lightning strikes the nun. And God says, "Damn it, I missed."
Oh.
Isn't that funny? Poor old nun.
What a stupid bitch.
Oh,
they all were.
I'm sorry, sister.
Kendall, why is it that whenever we're on a plane, you're seated next to a nun or a crying baby?
Or most other people probably think we're sitting next to two fat guys.
But we're always that fat guy that they're sat next to.
Exactly.
So we never have that.
Well, do you have any more bad jokes?
I don't, Kendall. I left them. I accidentally packed the rest of them in my luggage, which is stowed in the overhead compartment.
Oh, well, that's all for bad jokes. So what should we do now, Cliff? It's getting hot in here. I need to turn this air on. Whew.
It is. It's hot in here.
I always get hot when I fly.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. all right.
Okay. Whatever.
You say so.
Idiot.
That's fine. Whatever. I don't know. We need to take another commercial break.
Okay, that sounds good.
This is your captain speaking. We thank you for flying with us today here on Cliff and Kendall Airlines, the biggest airplanes in the market. Now, to fasten your seat belts, insert the metal tab into the buckle and pull it tight. It works just like every other seat belt, and if you don't know how to operate one, you probably shouldn't be out in public unsupervised.
Timmy, it's time for your breakfast cereal.
Oh, Ma, I don't want that same old crap again.
No, Timmy. This morning you're having a big bowl of Cliff and Kendall's Bits of Humanity.
Oh, what's that?
It's the new breakfast cereal from America's favorite podcasters and Amalgamated Food Corps.
Yeah, what's in it?
It's a delicious blend of rye flakes with colorful marshmallows in the shapes of microphones, MP3 players, fiber bars, and fat people.
Hooray! Breakfast is sassy again!
Cliff and Kendall's Bits of Humanity cereal from Amalgamated Food Corps. Cliff and Kendall's Bits of Humanity is not made from humans.
And now, back to the show.
Okay, we're back. Cliff, sorry, I just got to get this. I smuggled some Jack Daniels out of on the plane. I got it in my overhead luggage. Carry on.
Oh, good.
So what should we do next? Sorry, I'm just killing dead air time trying to get this Jack Daniels out. Oh my God, sister, I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
I
spilled alcohol on my
nun. Was not up in our business all the time.
She is right up next to us, and we're trying to podcast.
Well, I wish that she weren't seated here in between us.
No, I have to keep talking over her. Oh, man. God is going to strike us down.
Strike us down. Ooh. God's going to cut us down. Kendall, I know that we were just at a commercial break.
Uh-huh.
But would you mind? I have to go to the bathroom. And I promise I will not join the Mile High Club. But you and the nun are going to have to get up for just a minute while I go to the bathroom. Is that okay?
Yeah, well, exactly. If you can't form a line in the rear galley of the airplane.
I promise I won't. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You know what's hot? Baked beans. You know what's sexy? Sauerkraut. You know who loves baked beans and sauerkraut? Hot guys and smoking chicks. Come on down to your local Ralph's grocery store for baked beans and sauerkraut. This week, both are only 99 cents a can.
Now, welcome back to the show.
All right, Cliff. Man, you took forever. What were you doing back there? Did you fall in? Did you push the button? Did it suck you in?
It sucked me out and some birds flew me back in. And long story short,
and I was
I'm
stuck
back
here with this nun forever.
I know. I hate to talk since we're leaning over her lap right now, podcasting.
I didn't know what to say, so I just recited the Lord's Prayer three times. Do Catholics even say the Lord's Prayer?
Kendall, Catholics are so...
Sister, do they even say the Lord's Prayer?
Even this nun's got to agree. Catholics are fucked up, okay?
My God, Cliff.
So, you know that it's true. Now, Kendall, can I ask you something before we go into our segment?
Yes, please.
A long time ago, a few years ago, I
in a galaxy
this,
far, far away.
On Tatooine, I was somewhere. Uh-huh. And I recorded a song called The Airplane Song.
Ooh.
And that's the real name of it. I'm not making it up.
I bet I'm going to be hearing that pretty soon, aren't I?
From years ago. I was going to ask you, is it okay if after the show, after the sad music, only for those who want to stick around... Uh-huh. I could put the airplane song on the end of our show.
Okay.
Is that all right with you?
That's I think fine the nun.
I mean, this nun probably loves music.
She probably loves the airplane song.
I don't want to ask her, but I'm assuming that she does.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, so if anybody wants to, you don't have to. You were only required to stay through the sad music. But if you want to hang around, there's going to be a musical interlude there at the end. All right, Kendall, so are you ready for some three-star theater?
Let's do it.
All right. Okay.
Oh, my God. I choked
on
a peanut.
Are you choking on peanuts?
I'm okay. Keep going.
Kendall, if all else fails, use your seat cushion as a flotation device.
Oh, make sure I put your oxygen mask on first before I put myself some oxygen mask on.
No, put your oxygen mask on first.
Oh, right, you're supposed to do yours first and then help those that need help.
Then help me, and then if we're not dead yet, help the nun in between us, okay?
All right, Cliff, let's go.
Okay. This week on Three Star Theater, Kendall, the fable by Aesop is called The Gnat and the Bull.
Oh, this sounds like a hard one for my sound effects. I gotta get warmed up. Ooh, okay.
Kendall, whenever we do this segment, I feel like I'm with that guy from Police Academy. Because you are just so believable. All right. So, a gnat alighted on one of the horns of a bull and remained sitting there for a considerable time. When it had rested sufficiently and was about to fly away, it said to the bull, "Do you mind if I go now?" The bull merely raised his eyes and remarked, without interest, "It's all the same to me. I didn't notice when you came, and I won't know when you go away." The end. Kendall, what do you even think about these are short and sweet. But what isn't
that amazing?
I didn't
even get warmed up yet. I was waiting to make some screaming bull noises.
Wait, let me flip through and see if there's a sequel. Where's the Gnat and the Bull?
Then the
part
bull
two?
Went crazy.
The Gnat returns. I don't see it.
Okay. Well, what does that mean? It means that some people just go through life without paying any attention to anyone else, and they're all self-absorbed.
No, see, Kendall, you put
took the
it
part
off
of the bull.
On other people. What it really means is you are always like the gnat, not you. I'm using the proverbial you.
Yeah,
as
right.
In the world. We humans are always so self-absorbed that we think that whatever we're doing, people just can't stop talking about it and thinking about it. And of course, you and I, it's true because we're podcasters.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know that we have a podcast?
A following.
We are podcasting over here. Isn't that cool?
See, Kendall.
Yes. Sorry.
See, he doesn't even care. You are the gnat, and that guy is the bull, because he couldn't care less that we're podcasting.
And see, I totally took the side of the bull, because I am the gnat, and I do go around telling people that I have a podcast, because I think everybody cares.
You? Okay.
Sorry. And I digress.
That's the end of Three Star
Theater. The end of Three Star Theater.
Possibly forever. We don't know. All right, Kendall, we have one more segment to go.
Okay, let's segment a minute.
I want to get through it before we land here.
Yeah, I think we're approaching our final approach.
We are approaching our final descent into hell.
Uh-huh.
We have our media minute. Do you even remember that we have a segment called Media Minute?
What is Media Minute about again? Something about a media and a minute.
It's a minute full of media.
Well, okay, I'm going to give you a minute, and you better stick to it.
All right, give me a minute. I know they wouldn't let you bring your dinger on, but I hope that they let you keep it.
But I do have my watch.
On.
I smuggled it in. Okay, here we go. And go.
All right, Kendall. This week, we might as well call this segment a Madea Minute, because America is in the throes of Madea Fever. For two weeks in a row, Madea Goes to Jail has been our number one film in the great United States of America. Can
right.
you even believe that, Kendall?
I thought Mrs. Potter Butter Butterturn Goes to Jail was number one.
In a perfect world, yes. Yeah. And speaking of sass, other than you and me, Oprah has adopted a puppy from a rescue mission in Chicago.
We're
isn't that
getting
really a wonderful?
Puppy!
A puppy!
You run
look under
time.
Your seats. There's a puppy.
Okay. No, sir. There's not a puppy in your seat.
Now, speaking of bitches, Kendall, and I'm talking about the puppy, not about Oprah.
Uh-huh.
Miley Cyrus, your favorite, has sparked more controversy with some scandalous photos of her jogging over the weekend with her 16-year-old cleavage out for the world to see.
Ooh, tell me how I find it.
Google.
I'm just kidding. Pedophilia.com.
I dare you to go there.
I
think she's a big slutty hoe, and I don't like her.
Yeah.
But no, Kendall.
Don't hold back.
You are out of time,
by the way. You know that, right?
That's all right. This nun doesn't care.
Okay.
this nun with her Hannah Montana lunchbox may not like what I gotta say, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Now, all right, she's 16, and she has an almost 21-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah.
Do you think that's weird?
Keep in mind,
we are not in the ancient pioneer days when
people date
women
people
were
5 years
off.
Older. I think it people look at it weird because she's under 18, but
so people 18-year-olds should date 13-year-olds.
I didn't say that. I think there comes a time. How old
I
is she?
I think that's what you said, Kendall.
That's what she said. I don't know. You caught me in a trap here, and I don't know what to say. How old is he again?
You caught in a trap. 16.
I don't know. You know, actually, I think 16. I know 18 is the age of adulthood, but I think 16 is when you get your car. I look at 16 as when you start to grow up, and I think if you're under 16, like 15 or 14, it may be a problem. 16, I'm not so worried about. And I know there's a gray area there.
Kendall, there's no gray area with the law or with the Lord. But I
no,
will say,
the Lord has a moratorium on dating under 18.
Yeah, I think so. He didn't like it. But according to this bitch in the middle of us.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding, sister. But now I think it's a little bit weird that she's so young. But I know 16. I think at 16 you do know what you're doing. But
actually, Susan met her when they were getting nails done at our apartment, right next door.
That's right. That's right.
She said she was super nice. She said she's so sweet and nice. So I can't hate anybody that Susan thinks is nice.
Well, if she was nice to Susan, then I'm sure she is nice.
Yeah.
But I will say that she's always like, I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin, y'all. Praise Jesus. And all this bullshit, right?
Well, a lot of people say that.
A lot of people say a lot of things, I know. But, like you just said, that it's all right for 18-year-olds to date 13-year-olds.
Okay, you know what? Let's get off this topic here.
I just want to say, Kendall, you need to Google Miley Cyrus' boyfriend. Because if that was your boyfriend, Kendall, you would be f***ing him right now. All right?
Oh, my God. Sorry, sister.
You would. Listen, if this nun was dating him, she would be fucking him right now.
Okay, I'm sorry, everybody on the plane. look, Cliff.
Now, Kevin Bacon has said no to a role in the new Footloose movie.
Wait, is this
musical.
Media 30 minutes?
Yes. Kendall, it's almost over, for God's sake. We haven't done this in 8 months. Give me an extra minute, all right?
Okay.
I've got a lot of media stored up.
Okay.
So they've made a Footloose musical, and they're going to make a movie out of it. And Kevin Bacon has said, hell to the no, he's not going to be in that movie. Now,
well,
he's
a little old to be in it anyway, isn't he?
Well, I think that they probably would have said him to do a cameo or a supporting part, and he's
as
like,
the grandfather.
No. As Zac Efron's grandfather, yes. Exactly. Well, now Zac Efron is going to be in it, and don't you think he's beautiful, Kendall?
Everybody cut loose. Footloose. I don't know if I'd say he's beautiful. He kind of gets on my nerves, but I think that's just because he's skinny and young and everything I never was.
I think so too. I think he is beautiful, like a sunset. He is just
exactly
gorgeous.
He is beautiful like a sunset.
He is like, and I don't want, and like, and before anybody says anything, he is not 13 and I'm not 18. He is 21. And I'm 27.
And how long have you been lusting after him?
Now,
since he was 16.
I have not. But now, really, if you look back, now, Kendall, he is so much better looking now. He looked like, he was like fine and looked like a kid in the first High School Musical.
I don't even remember
but,
what he looked like.
Well, he didn't look, but as he's gotten older, he gets so much better looking exponentially. I cannot wait to see how good looking he is at 22. And I don't want it to sound like, it's not like he's Celine Dion and I'm Renee Angelil over here. Although, I am old and fat and bald, is all I'll say. But now, Kendall, speaking of musicals, there is going to be a Sleepless in Seattle musical coming to Broadway.
Lord.
I don't know why
not? We're making movies. We're making musicals out of all 80s movies now.
I will not go see that unless Rosie O'Donnell reprises her role as the sassy best friend, or unless they somehow work Harry Potter being naked into it.
Because we know that you'll be there if that happens to happen.
Have you
heard about the musical Mannequin?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. It's an 80s movie, and I thought it'd be funny.
Kendall, you just gave somebody a $1 million idea, and that will be coming out.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
You heard it here first. And Kendall, I'm sorry that was so much media, but we haven't done that in so long.
I know, but hey, I don't know if you heard over your talking, they were saying we have to cut off our electronics. We're doing our final approach.
Well,
so let's take a break, and then we'll come back for our sad music after we land.
Okay. Okay, as we taxi to the airport.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, y'all. This is the last commercial break, I swear.
Did you hear about the man who fell into the upholstery machine?
No.
No, he's all right now. In fact, he's fully recovered. Cliff and Kendall Brand Upholstery Machines. Only at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Now,
for the last time, I swear. Although we've had shows longer than this, so I don't know why you're complaining.
Welcome back to the show.
Whew, okay, that was a rough landing, Cliff. I don't know about you, but I almost peed my pants right here in front of this nun.
Kendall, look down. You did pee your pants.
Oh, goodness. excuse me, miss. Can I get a towel over here?
Well, now, sister, don't cry. That's just our sad music.
Oh, play it loud enough for everybody here, Cliff.
All right, let me turn it up here.
Sad. So I want sad. That.
Oh, I want that screaming baby in the back to hear it.
Oh, man, that's sad. Well, hey, if you get nauseous on a plane or are, you know, wondering about things to do on a plane,
or if
out.
You get nauseous during our podcast.
Exactly, listen to our podcast. Check us out at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, myspace.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. I'm getting bad at this. And you can always subscribe to our podcast at iTunes by searching Cliff and Kendall. And now, do you have a quote, Cliff? Because I do.
Oh, I do. I just put away my book. Let me get it back out of the overhead compartment. You give me yours, and I'll give you mine.
Okay, my quote is, "How strange is this combination of proximity and separation? That ground, seconds away, thousands of miles away." And that was Mrs. Charles A. Lindbergh. See how I tied that in from an old episode?
I love how you make a callback to previous episodes.
Callback, callback.
Now, this is not from a previous episode, okay. Unless it is sort of about how time marches on and stuff like that.
Yep.
It's not really. This is just, I wrote this down. It was from a movie BD and I watched a few days ago, Pink Flamingos. And it says, there are two kinds of people in the world. My kind of people and assholes.
That's a Cliff quote if I ever heard one.
And I just thought that was amazing. And so all I wanted to share it with the world.
Well, Cliff,
and this nun. Thank you, sister, for bearing with us during this podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Oh, look, they're clapping for us, Cliff, at that moment. We've had
you're
a good
welcome.
Time.
Oh, okay, we'll do the next flight too. It's all right.
We'll just stay on the plane and record a whole thing. All right, well, Cliff, take us home or take us wherever we're getting off here.
All right. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening and for flying with us.
Thank you for flying with us. And stay tuned for my airplane song.
Exactly.
We love you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Up in a note, it says goodbye, and that's all you wrote. Love is a stupid bitch, I hate her, she hates me. Love is a big stupid bitch. Love is a stupid bitch, I hate her, she hates me. Love is a big stupid bitch. I'm stuck up here with you until we land. My cowboy boots are still covered with sand. That honeymoon beach will never see us again. Love is a stupid bitch, I hate her, she hates me. Love is a big stupid bitch. Love is a stupid bitch, she don't care how I feel. Love is a big stupid bitch. My life's a pile of crap, I wish that I could die. God, how I envy the dead. Look at you smiling there, laughing right at my pain. Only been married 2 days. Love is a stupid bitch, I hate her, she hates me. How will I tell my mother? Gotta brush my jeans off and move on. Maybe life is worth living after all. I don't know. Love is a stupid bitch, she's gone and broke my heart. Love is a big stupid bitch. Love is a stupid bitch, she don't care how I feel. Love is a big stupid bitch. Gotta pick up my heart, stick it back in my chest. Love is a big stupid bitch. I'll jump back on the horse, ride it till I find me someone who will love me back. Love is a stupid bitch, but I am ready for the sun to rise again. The plane is settling down, taking off my seatbelt. Now is the time for goodbye. The steward is opening up the doors. Don't think I'll see you anymore. Should never have married such a whore.